Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Jay.
And together, we're Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
We are where scientific and magical thinking combine.
We take my background in biology.
And my background in exploring the unknown.
We cover everything from sea serpents, UFOs, Bigfoots, the paranormal.
Sky creatures, land creatures, cavern creatures.
So please join us at Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
It's a power hour. Happy Labor Day to everyone. And because Labor Day, it should be anti-Labor Day.
Should be.
Right? Because no one works. You can't, no stores are open. It sucks. You can't do anything. And so in
a lot of
solidarity with all the workers, we're going to put in minimal effort.
Minimal effort. So just,
long weekend. Like, yeah.
Long weekends always result in a power hour.
Yeah.
You know?
It is kind of a, we should just make that an unofficial rule. Like the Monday after the Monday
just
holiday.
It is. It just did.
Yeah. Mm.
You'll never see a regular case file recorded.
Now set in stone.
It's always, I mean, it's, listen, everyone's off. Zell's wasted. He's getting wasted.
I'm
on a
two-day hangover.
Two-day bender. Yeah. All right. It's just brutal. But you could be having a worse weekend. Right, there always could be a worse weekend. You could be trapped aboard the ISS as there's just some sort of fucking crazy ass impending doom soundtrack playing in the background.
No, the fact is like you went up there for like what was going to be a 2-week trip, and now you're up there till fucking January or February or whatever they're calling for. That's insane. And every time they mention this news story, everybody, if you're living under a rock or whatever, the Boeing Starliner shot up there. It was supposed to go up there for 2 weeks. It was going to be there. Okay, we're showing off our commercial space travel pod and whatever. And then they were going to come back. And then they're like, oh no, our pod's like really fucked up. And you guys are going to have to stay up there. At first, it was going to be like a couple months. And now it's like, now you're going to have to be up there until like January or February.
Yeah.
And every time the story pops up, I keep thinking the Gilligan's Island theme pops up in my head, like 3-hour tour, and they're just like stuck up there forever.
And of course, the only 40-year-old on the podcast makes a Gilligan's Island reference.
I've never heard that theme song
is the forever. Is the Boeing, is that thing up there? Is it just sitting up there then? Like, what are they going
to
do with it?
Yeah, it's just, I think the plan is they're going to bring down remotely. Like, they're going to try to bring down the pod remotely. And then it was talking about, like,
crash it.
Yeah. Or at least not cook the fucking astronauts that are in there. Like
they're gonna let it plummet to Earth. This is gonna be, listen, in a terrible year for Boeing, it's gonna be like unmanned Boeing jet kills city of 500.
I mean, it has landing. I think it has a remote, you know, as a remote landing sequence that they can initiate, but they're gonna bring it down that way instead of having the
Their planes, their Dreamliners have autopilot too.
It's just right? Like
now what's, because also there's some weird noise coming from the capsule or something.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst part. It's like some terrifying sort of fucking impending doom.
Space ghosts is what we got here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it. It's not on the stream, but I got it in my ears. I just wanted to hear it. It is like a weird.
It's like radar, isn't it? Like a.
It kind of has like a pulsing, sonar ping. Yeah, like a sonar pulse. Yeah.
The best is like you hear the astronauts like calling. There's a, like, I sent you guys a link to the one where they're like calling. They're like, hey, like, can we put you guys, we're going to put your comms up to this. And can you tell us what's going on? And they're like, sure. And then they put like the comms up. It's like, bung, 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 bung. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, they're listening to that loud up there.
They even say it like on the, like the Earth side communication. Like, oh yeah, we heard that one.
Yeah.
They're like, can we figure out what this is? Like, could you imagine? Dude, it's like they've gone up there and the CIA is like, this is perfect. Let's run some tests. While they're up there, let's see what the human mind can withstand.
Reminds me of the Venture Brothers episode where they just have that flashing red light.
Lights on, lights off, like, lights on, lights off.
Yeah. Imagine space was like this, like because we have like the magnetosphere and stuff around the planet. So it stops us from all the radiation and stuff. But if there's like some like radiation entities that just live in space and the only place they can get to you is at the space station.
Oh, that'd be terrifying.
They can't get to Earth, but if you're up in the space station, they can get there. So actually haunted.
Space ghosts.
Space ghosts. Well,
I mean, it's Phantom terrifying too. They've deemed that whatever this noise is coming from the fucking faulty, like
it's coming from the speaker. It's coming from the speaker, a speaker in the Starliner. Like there's like a speaker.
Something's
in there
going that on. Saying,
oh, it's like when you got to change a battery to your fucking smoke alarm. Just fucking bang, bang, bang.
Just so annoying.
There's a lot of stuff being thrown around, but I think the common thread is people are saying that it's probably some kind of audio feedback loop that's kind of coming through, and it's probably a result of some shoddy workmanship on the Boeing side where
how dare you?
The Boeing people are probably saying it's probably fine.
They probably used materials that they thought were just going to be temporary because they were like, oh, well, it's only supposed to be up there for like 2 weeks, but now it's up there for longer than it's supposed to be. And now people are saying that it might be degrading materials that have just somehow broken.
So is that like a warning alarm? Is that some sort of warning alarm where they're like,
I don't know. Most of the people, like I saw a bunch of stuff and comments and things about people just like, a lot of them were like audio engineers and they're like, yeah, it's probably some kind of audio issue.
All right. Well, listen, we have an audio engineer right here. Zell, what is it?
Space ghosts.
I already told you. Space ghosts.
It's one of those things of like, this article comes out.
Space ghosts. Are these people going to die?
Probably. Yeah,
I know. That's right.
Let's be honest here. Are they going to fucking die?
Not if they go back in that Starliner. I mean, they're safe on the ISS. It's just like, they're not going back. They're not going back on that thing.
Are they going to be able to make space potatoes?
I mean, there's like space up there for them. Like, it's not like, like, it's not like they're going to run out of food or stuff.
Yeah, except
like,
no one wants to go into the haunted fucking dream Bayliner.
Well, they don't want to go down on the Dreamliner or whatever, the space liner. They're not, they're Starliner, whatever the fuck it's called. They're not going down in that. I think the idea was to be like, bring them back on the next like SpaceX thing that they're going to send up there. They're going to have to send up a SpaceX and then bring them down in that.
Does anyone like, is it not cause for concern at all that like Boeing hasn't like, who built it and would have like had all the song, like all the audio and stuff programmed into it, would have been like, hey, would have been like, hey, yeah, that's this noise because we made it. We know what all the noises are. And they're just well, like, everyone's just like,
They're like, no, it was only supposed to be up there for like 2 weeks, and now it's up there for like a month. And they're
What I'm saying is like you know what I mean? Like if I built a car,
right?
And then someone like the horn starts going off, I'd go, hey, that's the horn. I put that in there. Yeah, there must be a shitty wire, but I put that horn in there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I know it was there because I built it and I put the horn in there.
Right? There's some stuff where it's like, yeah, it could be that. And then another person was like, it's maybe like somebody left their microphone on. Like there's a microphone somewhere in like the NASA facility that's on, that's connected to that loot, to that
sonar?
Circuit. Well, to that circuit. And then it's like, it's on. Yeah, space whales. So I don't know. Like, they're going to have to figure out what it is. But it is an interesting conversation to listen to. And I hear them like, hey, can you patch into this? I'm like, yeah, we can configure that. Just hold on, Butch. Hold on, Butch. And they're like their all little communications are pretty cool.
It is haunting. Like, it is haunting to listen to that. And if you played that in my house at night, I'd be like, this is uncomfortable. I do not want to keep listening to this. And they're just like, yeah. Now you're in space listening to it.
Especially when no one can hear your screen. It must be really disconcerting where you're like sitting, you're like, they probably heard it like on the ISS, like from the Starliner. Cause it's like, it's coming out the speaker on the Starliner. So you would have heard it like somewhere, like you'd be in one of the other pods.
You probably hear it faint. I think. You're like,
yeah, you're like, what is that sound?
That's the worst.
You know that, and you didn't know. And you're like, oh my God, like what's
going on? The Spaceliner wants you back. It wants the people back on board. You could
hear it in like every room too.
Probably cause it's really quiet up there. It's
like, I can't sleep with white noise. Like those little white noise, I wouldn't be like, I'd go fucking crazy.
I don't know. I wonder what it does sound like. Because I imagine all the ventilation and stuff running and like, yeah, I mean, you're in a vacuum. So it's like, I imagine you hear
everything. Butchie Boy is going to be taking an axe to one of those doors and saying, you know, all work and no play makes Butchie a dull boy. He's going to go crazy.
Immediately like, going insane.
If you think these two fucking poor souls up there that are now have been trapped, like, so not only have you been up there for months now, you're like, we can't get you back. This thing's faulty. You're just going to have to sit up there and wait. And you're just like, there's like nothing you can do. Just wait. And now it's like, after the been like, there's issues and we can't safely bring you back on this thing. Now you're sitting up there and you're getting this, like you're having to deal with this fucking, you're just like, these poor souls are probably so on edge. I bet I've just been like,
Well, there's supposed to be it's 2 weeks. So what, you brought just enough entertainment for 2 weeks. Now you're up there for.
Yeah, you've crushed all your Sudoku.
Yeah.
You're like, word alone that comes out once a day.
Like, it just must be totally shit.
You're gonna have to supply drop them food. You have to do all that stuff just to keep them alive up there.
It's miserable.
And we made the joke, they're definitely banging. But they definitely aren't. Give them a month or two.
No, they did that even before they ran out of things to do.
Yeah.
100%.
We're the only ones up here? Zero G? Yeah. Huh? That's how it went.
Maybe that's for what science. Maybe that's like
for
the
science, exactly.
The anti-sex fucking beacon. They get too close together and it just starts going off more.
It's super ominous.
Oh yeah, it's already ominous when you tell them that they're fucking stuck up there. Now you add this creepy fucking sound, like God. Pray for
just everything
people.
Going wrong, and you're just like, okay. Part of me is like, I hope this is what breaks Boeing. This is like, how can you keep going and just getting this shit everything wrong? Like, my God.
Some other company's going to come in and take over Boeing, and it's going to be shitty planes off a fucking stupid name. Different name, just like.
Of course, I don't know if it's really Boeing or McDonnell Douglas. It's like
that's what I mean. McDonnell Douglas is now fucking Boeing, and then soon some other company's going to
just rot it out from the inside. I know. It's, that's shitty. When they were launching it, they were having problems. I remember then they have to delay it. Like, they had to delay the launch a couple times. I'm like, man, they should just fucking scrub this.
Delay it permanently.
Like, it's one of those things you're just like, we got to get it up there. We got to get it up there. And I'm like, dude, you guys have been fucking up lately. Listen, I would not want to be
you guys are losing doors off planes.
We haven't had a win in a while. Okay. So no matter what, we got to get this thing up there. Yeah. Right? This is our chance. This is our chance.
This is redemption.
This is our redemption.
The whole world's watching.
We got one shot, one opportunity.
You know they had that final like meeting before they launched it. Like, all right, this is it. The world's watching. Everyone.
It's looking bad for us.
Everyone.
Don't fuck this up.
And you know there's a few guys out there like, oh, we should say something. Yeah.
What happened to that one guy? They got suicided?
They're sitting in the board mode. He's like, hey, Carl, you should tell them about the weird sonar noise you put in there. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
If only we had like a quality control guy that could have went over things before, but you know, yeah. That guy died.
Well, I mean, he wasn't doing the Starliner stuff, but he was working on that.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you have no idea. You don't think they're using the same protocols?
They're 100% using the same protocols.
I'm not that specific guy. I'm just saying.
The guys who they were signing off their own work. There's no quality control. It's like, yeah, it looks good.
It looks good. No, I mean, I sign off my own work all the time. It's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
No, well, you guys do, but
you see this? When I fell off my deck.
Holy fuck.
I was signing off on
deck?
That too.
You don't have good luck.
You fell off your 3-foot deck?
It's like 4.5 feet. Technically, I fell through the joist, but yes. Oh,
okay. And you hit your arm on the joist?
Oh, dude, I was carrying like 8 deck boards.
And you're tiptoeing on them?
No. I had a temporary deck, but I didn't see that I had only put like an 18-inch piece. And so I couldn't really see. I thought I was stepping on my like temporary deck that I was working off of. And I went to step and I stepped on the short piece that wasn't spanning all the joists. Boop. And it just fucking whoop.
Oh, down it would be so much better if it hit you in the face too.
And I crushed my arm.
You know, like cartoon style.
Let's see the arm again. That was fucking gnarly. That's a good bruise.
Oh yeah, that's a fucking shit. That's a
good one. My you want to see my whole ass cheek?
Yeah, I do. Stand up.
Is it bad?
It's pretty good. Yeah. Oh yeah. It took like it was just sore, and I was like, ooh, like the bone hurts. That's good. Like 3 days later, like the black came in, and then and then it looked like the auroras, the yellows, the reds. Everything was going wild. But yeah, I signed off on that. I was like, I put on. I went and because everyone's been talking shit because I wear flip flops, CSA flip flops. Like, that's so dangerous. So I was like, hey, you know what? I stubbed my toe before. You know, I've had a couple of near misses drop and stuff. So I was like, okay, sure. I got to get some close toe work shoes. So I went and got Crocs. Uh-huh. They were great.
Just as good.
Yeah. We're going to change your name to BB Cheeks now. Big Bruce Cheeks.
Oh, yeah. BB Cheeks. Yeah, yeah. They're black. Yeah. One's black.
Or Big Black Cheeks.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I'd fall through the joist every day rather than be stuck in space with this.
Oh, 100%. Sonar. Yeah. Dang.
I drive you mad. Like we're testing these people's fortitude in space, like mental fortitude.
Yeah, we don't have any. Be crying.
No. Could you imagine? So
be like fucking unexpected. When Pauly Shore and Baldwin realize they get stuck in the biodome. Losing their mind.
Oh, they had unlimited snacks in there. They were fine. They had lots to do.
That's true. And they had hot ladies too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did. That was, yeah.
Biodome. What a fucking movie that was.
That's a fucking great movie.
Do you think these guys.
Unreal movie.
How does like, here's a question for you. Because it's Labor Day, how do the astronauts get paid? Like, how does that pay system work? Like, are these people on like some sort of insane amount of like OT. Double time? And
oh yeah,
you know, is this all OT? Are they just getting stuck in forced OT up there?
You know what I mean? I wonder if it's in their contract.
Fucking hope so.
Yeah. Right, because they could probably sign some sort of contract to go
like,
to space.
Are they officially titled astronauts? Like, I thought they were like.
I would hope so.
Well, I thought that was.
They're
like
about
a different
to be in space longer than most astronauts.
Yeah,
so.
I know. It's like, well.
Like, it's like some Anakin Skywalker bullshit. We put you in space, but we don't grant you the title of astronaut.
Well, it's like, astronauts usually, they have like a certain other skill set where they're like, you know, they're doing scientist stuff as well. So it's like, I don't know, these people are like, they're on the Starliner, which is designed for like space tourism. Like I don't think it was.
What were they initially sent up there for again? Sorry.
This is just a test.
Are they just testing the tourist trip?
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right.
So you're telling me that these...
supposed to be like the maiden voyage of their luxury or whatever, you know, their commercial space travel thing. Is that supposed to be what it was?
Why? So these people might just be pilots. Like,
shut it down.
Yeah. How do they survive this?
Shut it the fuck down.
Yeah. You're not going with Boeing.
Nope. You're not going.
They should have scrubbed it. Yeah. Like, they should have scrubbed it from the beginning when they had to fucking delay the launch a whole bunch of times. I was like, you guys should not do this. And they did it. And then they fucked it up. And you're like, nah.
Oh, that's fucking comical. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, how many Boeing planes are in the world though? Like, what do you do now?
Well, some of the, it's like the Boeing planes, like, I don't know, like most
they're
of them
not bad. There's a run of them that are bad.
Yeah, that 737 Max is just terrible. Like that one's nobody wants to fly on those anymore. The other ones, Boeings are fine. They've been flying for years.
Was the Max one that lost the door as well?
I think so.
Because the Max ones were the ones that had the.
They had the really shitty quality control, and then they also had that system in them. Well,
they had the system that they didn't tell was different. They're like, this is just a 737, but didn't tell them that there's this new system that would automatically push the nose down in certain situations. Right. And they didn't train the pilots on it or anything.
Right. We talked about it.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Chris Hadfield, he wrote, there are several noises I'd prefer not to hear inside my spaceship, including this one that Boeing Starliner is now making. we just have literally just an update that NASA is confirming that this noise is just a product of feedback from some sort of speaker, but they haven't figured out where yet.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, how much feedback have we had? I've never heard like it sounded like a sonar. Interesting. They're covering it up, man. You can't trust NASA. They're still telling us the Earth's round.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we all know it's not.
Right? No, it's that sonar's something else.
It's endless plane.
Military test.
Do you want to continue on this theme of the world going to shit?
Of course. That's what I'm about right now.
Are you going to start talking about Unhoused again?
Yes, I am. I absolutely am. More controversial takes. Because that's if the state of Colorado is being run by Boeing. Have you heard what's going on there right now? It's fucking nuts.
What?
So here's, I'll paint a little background.
The whole state of Colorado?
No,
obviously. Alien invasion? Aurora,
but no. Yes, kind of.
I mean, you're not, it depends which way you politically lean, you might not be correct.
Yeah. I see where you're going. Okay.
So I don't know if you know this.
We should probably stop now.
Denver leads the nation in new immigrants arriving per capita, with more than 40,000 arriving from the southern border since about December of 2022. And as an unfortunate side effect of this, Colorado has become the base of operations for the Tren de Aragua. Does that sound right? Tren de Aragua, which is the largest criminal organization in Venezuela.
Okay.
So what they've done since in the city of Aurora in Colorado specifically is they've been taking over apartment complexes. Like these gangs have completely going in, taking over apartment complexes and kicking everybody else out.
Oh, just forcibly evicting people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like within months, right? Like within months of being there, there's been multiple shootings, tons of petty crime, robberies. And this is the same gang that's been responsible for, like, remember those two cops that were shot? I think it was in New York.
I don't remember.
Yeah. It's specifically those two. I don't like.
Is that the one where the guy gets out of jail and gives the fucking camera the finger?
Oh, yes. That's the one. Okay, I know that one.
So you've got this like rampant gang activity in Colorado because of, not all immigrants are doing shit like this. Just the certain amount of gang members have joined in and taken advantage of this, of the goodwill of, Colorado and the United States and invading these small areas and running their gang activity.
And there's like police and everyone's, kind of powerless through all the red tape to kind of do anything.
Yeah. Like it's pretty bad. And basically, you'll see the gang members are basically saying like, you've got a green light, if any police, anybody tries to interfere with our work, take them out, get rid of them, kill them.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
Right. So it's pretty fucking crazy. Like, so you know, who's coming to the rescue?
Ron Pond.
No.
Oh no.
The Hell's Angels.
Oh, so we got,
supposedly.
So we got our own cartel war
of hell. Yes, 100%. Apparently, apparently on social media, all you see is Hell's Angels now are flocking in groups and traveling towards Aurora, Colorado right now to go and evict all these gang members, get them out. Now, obviously, like there's tons and tons of posts of Hell's Angels that are like stating what they're doing and coming. Is it true? Are they actually doing this? It's been remains to be seen. But like, it's
there's like videos.
Wild.
You can see videos of social media being like, Aurora, Colorado today, and it's just like hundreds and hundreds of patched members like rolling into the streets and stuff. And they're like, what is going on? And now it's like slowly coming out that like they're there to basically outnumber this other gang and be like,
why isn't this bigger news?
Well, because it's lawlessness. You can't have it in the news. You can't have it that a rival gang is cleaning up the streets because the like basically our infrastructure is too bogged down in red tape to deal with this like emergent problem. And listen, you know, what's that saying where it's like, you know, interesting problems require interesting solutions. Kind of thing. Like, right. Like, yeah. Hey.
But like you, like not only are you getting reports of all Hell's Angels that are like going there, that you actually have Hell's Angels members being like, "We're coming to Aurora to fucking
like, listen, brother, yeah. Listen, brothers,
let me tell you something,
little brothers, what you gonna do when the red and white comes riding into town for you, brother?
Yeah,
that's insane. Well, I mean, how many 100%. Hell's Angel members are in the States? Tens of thousands?
Oh, easily.
How many people? How many members of this gang? Like, I don't think it would take very many.
Gang in North America, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Motorcycle club, right? So like they've pretty much eliminated all their competition.
Wait, so what you're telling me is some of the people who are legally crossing the border are just bad people.
Yeah, bad hombres. As the president once said,
there was no bad people coming across.
I don't know. It's sad though, because it is like life changing for the people who are using it for the right means.
100%.
Right, and then you add in these fucking terrible people.
You have these groups that are organizing and then going and taking over apartment complexes. Yeah. And I saw some videos of like some Aurora complexes where these like you see like on the security cameras, you just see like legit armed gang members like banging on doors and like more guys come out with assault rifles and they bang other and then more guys come out with more guns. You're like, geez, where is this? Where are these people living that everyone's so quickly coming out with assault rifles?
It reminds me
of America.
That brief period of time, remember in Seattle where they like just basically took over that section of downtown? We're like, this is ours now. No police, nobody. Like, this is ours.
In Seattle?
Yeah. Like, how does that happen?
Was it in Seattle?
That was during the pandemic when pretty much like they took a chunk of Seattle downtown over and made it like their own like free country it didn't last long, a couple of weeks or something, but
still, it's just like, how does this happen in a first world country?
Well, because you know what, those people have their own ideas and we want to be inclusive and just let them do it. You know, just let them take over the government building and just live there for a couple of weeks.
We've been using it right now anyway.
For a long time. Like the downtown east side is not owned by the city anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Like that's just not.
Dude, there's like a new barter system.
They got their own currency.
They have a market. They've set up a market.
Well, they always do. Like they set up their little goods. Yeah. Well, no, they've always done that. They just put out little blankets and everything that they've stolen, they sell back to you. I remember when I was working, we'd walking down there and they're like, oh, there's our pulse ox. There's a BVM. You're like, cool. So you guys
walking around. Much?
How much? Yeah. Get that back or what?
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane that. I mean, it was just a matter of time. Like, how many people have come across the border? Millions? 0.01%? Maybe not the best people?
40,000 in Colorado.
No, but I mean, that's just in Colorado. But I mean, just in the border in general over the last few years. Millions of people just walking across.
It's crazy.
That's just like a straight out of a movie. You can make a movie about that. Like, the downfall of the United States is because we just allowed our enemy soldiers... Not our enemy, because I'm not American, but like you could just walk across. Like, how many people? Oh, we'll throw 20,000 soldiers across the border. They're all 22 years old, military haircuts. They just walk across, they set up shop. You know, 1 year later, some organized event, all because they just walked in.
Well, it's not just the States either. Like in the UK and shit like that, like they're having fucking riots. People are fighting back because the immigration and, you know,
UK, at least, like, I mean, I guess you could swim there, but the water's freezing. Like you can't.
Yeah. That'd be a long swim, man.
I mean, that's like a Olympic swim, that English Channel swim, and the water's like 4 degrees.
How many kilometers is it?
I would say it's like
English 10? Channel swim.
I'm guessing. Yeah, there's no doubt.
18.2. Oh, 33 kilometers. Not that bad.
33 kilometer swim?
I can backstroke that.
I'll be done in a month.
Yeah.
I backstroke real slow. I don't use any energy.
Gotta conserve.
That's insane. Yeah, I mean, the world's based on immigration, but like a little more controlled would probably be better, I guess. But who am I to say?
Well, I mean, listen, the people who are doing it for nefarious purposes are going to come in.
They're going
to regardless. They're going to find a way. They're going to do stuff. It's insane to me that they're, you know, there's communities that you don't hear about where they've set up like this. And then, you know, you see these videos of just like, it's a rival gang, like a North American gang coming in to be like, stop.
What is actually going on? Because I've heard so many different things. I've heard that you can come across the border, these walk across, and you're pretty much like gifted bus or train or airfare to a city of your choosing almost. You can sometimes get a cell phone, you get cash. Is that true? Like how do these people get to New York? How do these people get to like northern states if they're walking across?
They fucking put, everyone knows, Zell, you put all your belongings in a fucking bindle and you jump on the railroad.
Oh, on the train, yeah.
On the train.
Illegal migrants get money? I never actually searched any of this. I just heard all the stories. Refugee cash assistance. Well, that's refugee. That's a little different, though. That's like you got to claim status and do all that. Immigrants and public benefits are undocumented.
Like, I'm pretty sure if it's like a gang, like they probably have some kind of system set up where it's like they pay people just to truck them over the border. They put them on the trucks then they move them to certain cities because it's like it's easier to set up your people once they have an established place. Like,
what are they called? Coyotes? People that move the people.
Yeah. Those are the guys who like get them over the border. But yeah, they can be people. They can put them in trucks and stuff like that. But that's where you get like those. For a while, you were reading the stories about the trucks having people like, you know, in fucking 108 degree weather just cooking inside those fucking giant things.
Well, what's that beep now?
Are we on a dream runner right now? What's going on here?
Who's beeping?
Nope.
Dan?
Nope.
Are you about to blow up?
Somebody's beeping.
Headphones off? It's not me.
Not me.
It's gone.
Is it Andrew?
For sure.
It was Andrew. I bet he had his son on.
Yeah, what was beeping?
Did you leave your son on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. It's all revved up, ready to go now.
Yeah.
What else do we have? What was that other article we were going to talk about?
Yeah, a couple articles.
The cult leader. About.
Oh, the cult. Yeah.
What's that? I've been seeing shit about this in his maze.
Inside, son of God cult leader's chilling underground lair with rooms for sex slaves as cops launch manhunt for preacher on FBI most wanted list.
Darn, it's the 10th day looking for this guy.
Apollo Quiboli? Quiboli?
Quiboloi?
Quiboloi.
It's Filipino.
Quiboli. Is the leader of the Kingdom of Jesus Christ. Yep. And he will fuck your owner wife of the universe
and son of God.
He said he's son of God?
Yes.
He's
and the owner of the universe.
Owner of the universe, actually. That's like, you know what? That's a great title.
Yeah.
What are you? I'm owner of the universe. I didn't create it. I just own it.
You can't really one up that, can you?
No, I think that's...
You know who
my dad is? That's the peak.
This guy, like, I was reading up on some of his stuff, like, about this guy's, like, coming up, like, from where he was, and, like, they, like, started out in one church, like, as a preacher or whatever, and then they, like, he got in some trouble in the church, and then they sent him, like, they basically exiled him to, like, another, like low-income area to, like, start preaching, and then he just, like, bounced back with that, and then ended up, like, making his own little, like, thing. He had to break off and actually make his own church, this Kingdom of Jesus Christ, church, like from whatever, and then continued
because kept trying to say he's the son of God, and people were like,
"Well, he was like the last president, Duterte was like the last president of the Philippines. He was his spiritual advisor at one point.
Oh my god! Like, so he was Jafar.
Yes.
So that guy is like, yeah. So, but recently, I think they put out an arrest warrant for him in April.
6 million followers this guy had.
That's what he says.
There's no way. Well, he's 6 million.
He's the master of the universe.
Yeah. There's a three-level compound, two floors reserved for the most attractive women, and the third floor used to confine other women.
Why is there a bunch of paper bags in this one? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
This is fucking insane, this guy. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like them. Yeah, he had those, like that bottom floor is just like, it's just a dump. Like there's just a bunch of trash on the floor and just stacked beds, like corner to corner, just insane down there. But yeah, they've been looking for this guy. I think there's some argument going on between like the vice president of the Philippines and like the PNP, like the Philippine National Police, saying that the vice president doesn't think he's there anymore. Some people don't think that he's at the compound anymore. And the PNP are just down there, like they're trying to clear out this huge compound, but they're saying that he's down there
75
somewhere.
Acres, 40 billions. And it's believed that he has dug himself in 100 feet below the church in some like fucking catacombs or something.
There's the PNP is saying that we know he's down there, or we have a good idea that he is down there somewhere. And then other people are saying like, no, like some other people in the cult have been like, the last reported seeing him was like in March when he left the compound. So he's not even there.
The Filipino police stormed the complex and his followers formed a human shield around the entrance and they wouldn't let them in. Yeah. They just like bunched up like a bunch of ants and just like clogged the door.
They had like had to launch in tear gas and everything to get these guys out.
Yeah, they were throwing burning tires back and forth, like all riot. How do these people just get like lure these people so much?
Literally, those guys are sitting there linking arms, and they're like sitting there like, "Listen, you know, if I don't stand up for this, it's like I let this guy fuck my wife for nothing."
Yeah,
okay. I think that's
in that deep. Once you're in that deep,
like I bought in. It's too late.
He's been doing this stuff for years, so it's like he has built up a following. And like I said, I don't know if this guy has some kind of like charisma, whatever. I haven't read that much
up on his
history.
Some charisma, man.
He has a long sordid history, and like his whole thing, like starting out in the church, and then like he got, I don't know. He would just like gather up like influential other preachers, and then he would like be able to like push out other preachers on his own stuff. Like it was weird, like reading about it, and it's like it like so bad, like they kicked him out of one church, and then he like apologized and they let him come back, and then they kind of like relegated him to this other like low income area to be like, yeah, we're gonna put you here, he can't do much damage over here. And then he starts like gathering up more people, and then like other people coming from other, you know, other whatever, clergies or whatever.
Do you ever think they have a meeting and they're like nuts? They're like, God damn, I know this forgiveness thing, but like, come on. At what point, you know, fool me once, are we going to just... Yeah.
They're like, yeah, they were just like, they're hoping teachings. To put him over there, Jesus, and forget says, about him. And then it's
forgive.
Like, no, he comes
he
back.
He without sin just, cast the first stone. Like, all right, fuck, far, let him in.
Yeah. And then he just like goes off and fucking forms his own. He's like, screw it, I'll make my own church with blackjack and hookers, like, you know, it's just like,
dude, that's what all these guys do.
Maybe we need to get in the religious game.
we've talked about the cult. Yeah,
we've talked about starting a religion quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Cult. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna throw that word around.
Religion.
Yeah. Religion.
Right.
Yeah. Religion. One, tax breaks.
Tax breaks for sure.
Yeah. Non-profitable organization.
Yeah, how many people do we need for it technically? Like, and what's classified as a religion? And
can we get that Brandon guy in to be our treasurer?
Hey, he'd be the
better man.
How many?
What is that guy's name again?
Brandon Williams or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get him. How to qualify
no recourse.
A religion?
Is it Jedi official religion in like Australia? Like it's officially recognized religion.
Well, we used to have a Jedi. Used to walk around town. We got them. Yeah. We got Pastafarians too.
Yeah, but they've got like they have like real tax exempt status, like Church of Jedi, whatever.
But
like,
no, we had a real Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have a tax exempt status? Or?
Probably. I don't know. He walked everywhere though.
Okay. Well, Jedi's walk.
Yeah, well, maybe is it? Can Jedi's not drive? Well, no, it's Anakin. Was a fucking wicked pilot.
Yeah,
he's the best starfighter in the star pilot in the galaxy or whatever.
It's true.
Yeah,
he's. Yeah.
I don't know. There's not like a number. It says that. It just
can we
much
talk
says,
to our tax guy and be like, hey, listen, we're actually. I know we say that we're LLC, but actually, we're thinking we're now more a religion.
Well, why can't we just convert to that?
Yeah,
we just move over into that. Can we just like?
Oh, you'd have to start we'd first have to start a nonprofit corporation.
Yeah,
right now we have a for-profit corporation that makes no profit. It's different.
Yeah, so
sounds like a Terrible business model. You should probably fix that.
Yeah, but if we moved it, if we moved over, then we wouldn't have to pay taxes. And then we'd be like, yeah, okay.
I would love that.
And then do we get have to get a permit to build the sex dungeon, or is that like do we just sign off on that ourselves?
Oh my god, Dan, you wouldn't have to go to Thailand anymore. Oh, that's right. That'd be fucking perfect.
You can make your own Thailand.
Yeah, buddy.
That'd be Dan awesome. Land. Thailand's fucking great place, man.
You could have a 75-acre compound, four floors.
Dan, you are you would be the son of God in this situation, by the way.
Owner of the universe.
Owner of the universe.
Yeah.
No, you should say rightful heir. You're
the master.
Rightful heir.
You're master of the universe.
Maester of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Maester of the universe. It always boggles my mind, though, like, because I've watched some documentaries now. Like, did you guys watch that TikTok documentary? The guy who, like, basically gets all these dancers into, like, some sort of dance cult?
I've seen that on there, but I didn't watch it.
TikTokumentary?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm blown away at this guy's ability to just
So is this a TikTok? So is this a documentary on TikTok?
No, or it's on Netflix about this guy who looks like it's called TikTok. Like 7M Media or something, but it's also a church.
All right.
And
TikTok thing? What does this have to do with TikTok?
The members of his church are social media influencers, he controls all their social media posts and stuff, and like owns their channels, and like tells them what to do, and kind of controls their life, and then like rakes all the money in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are these fucking people do
we're
this?
We're not going to do that. We won't do that.
Won't do that.
We would never.
We got no penitence either, right? We're going to talk about that. Yeah. Like, it's fucking Hakuna Matata is our key.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Right? Hakuna Matata,
Hakuna Matata, listen, man. Like, that's it.
And Maester Dan, I gave you my last $100 for bills, like for a spiritual enlightenment. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
I like it. He's crying. Yeah. My bills, Maester Dan. My bills. It's your problem free. I think we're getting sued by Disney when we start this.
For sure.
There's nothing to take.
Just by singing that song, we're probably banned again on YouTube.
Oh, sure, probably.
Oh, speaking of that, our band just got lifted.
Our band's over, baby.
Oh, when it's reinstated. Holy. Just got reinstated. Holy.
Didn't I get us banned?
Not yet.
It didn't. Not it yet. Didn't get flagged. Okay. The last one took about 8 months before it actually got triggered.
Okay.
For whatever reason,
so we got 8 months.
I feel like it's enough time has passed. You should be able to say the word.
No, don't say the word.
You can't even say it. You can't even say they're good or bad.
Honestly, you can't even think it. I don't. At this point, they might be monitored.
The algorithm will get you.
I'm thinking.
Even if you're thinking of like getting your kids it or whatever, you can't even think about it.
No, I'm not.
You can't even think about it. I'm saying. Don't think about it. Too late. Now it's in our mind. Now we're all thinking about that word.
That is.
Someone's going to say it.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm still thinking Hakuna Matata. But
I'm still thinking about how it was supposed to be sterile.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
They lied. Yeah.
That's right.
Fuck Alex Jones, man. They lied to me again.
That was a fucking selling feature for me, believe it or not.
I will be what? Oh, without the operation?
Oh, I got to do that soon.
I'm supposed to book mine too.
I know what to use that sponsorship.
Don't go to Kinahan. I don't know who to go to. I'm scared.
Don't go to Kinahan. I read his reviews. Oh my gosh.
Dr. Yes. Kinahan?
Yes. Don't do it. Don't. Okay. Just don't do it.
Takes like a rusty chainsaw.
I'm not going to look any more into it. I'm just not going to go to him.
I'm telling you, do not go.
Tell us some of the horror stories. What were some of the reviews?
I'm fucking going to look them up. Pull them up and read them.
Look them up.
It's got one star reviews.
Dr. Kinahan in fucking Kelowna, BC. Watch out if you're looking for that little snip. It's no good. Yeah, can I do it with a laser or something? What's the least invasive?
Clone a penis surgery after bicycle crash left it deformed.
I'm not getting a penis surgery.
Anymore.
Awful experience. Had our son circumcised a few years ago, and the cut didn't go all the way around, so the skin remains attached. Have to put our 3-year-old through another surgery at our cost, and Dr. Kinahan unwilling to take any responsibility.
What?
This guy sucks, man. How's he a doctor?
How do you stay in business with more than like 4 bad reviews about penis?
Especially
Oh, I mean,
oh my God. He had very poor bedside manner, and during his vasectomy, he burned a tip and said, "You must have felt that one."
This is a good one. That's good. Oh, hold on. God.
Yeah, that's who my. That's I was booked in to see this guy, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to type his name in.
Just see. Nope. It's a good idea.
Oh, that review's just sad.
Yeah. Someone loses a dick.
But you felt that one.
Yeah.
Whoops. lost a dick.
Whoopsies. 1-star review. He made my wife cry.
Did it say that?
Yeah, just on one of the last ones.
He made my wife cry. All right.
That's good.
Why was she getting
that? I highly recommend asking for a different referral if you're seeking a professional.
How many specialists like him are in the area?
Dr. Really, K though? Lied to us about our ultrasound results.
Dr. K.
Oh, he lied?
Doctor put our child through hell by attempting to insert a catheter without anesthesia. RNs of the hospital complained that they have requested on numerous occasions he not do this to children of the age of 6, as they will not cooperate and it's traumatic for everyone involved. He stated he would have the procedure done under general anesthesia in 6 months. When or time could be booked. 12 months later, they phoned to state time had been booked. I made arrangements to have the procedure done out of province within 1 week of his attempted procedure and had informed his office we no longer need his services.
Fucking crap. All right. What? One more time?
Kinahan.
Okay.
Make a note for that. Jesus. Dr. Kinahan.
Cross that guy off the list.
Kinahan, like with H-A-N.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's
dox him. His number is
Jackless is really good. He's a leb too. Trust him.
I trust the lebs.
He knows the equipment. Similar, I'm sure. I'm good with it.
Send me his name. I've been getting grilled to book in.
Want to be perfectly honest here?
Sure.
So I got booked in to go see Jackless and went for my pre-appointment.
Mm-hmm.
The appointment before the appointment, went to the pre-appointment, pussed out.
Did you?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll probably do the same.
You just went and got ice cream.
I was lying on that fucking waxy paper, and he's like, okay, just pull your pants down. And I'm like, okay. And you know how you're laying down, and you pull your, you got to lift your ass up, yeah, and you pull your pants down. And then he goes over and just 2-finger grabs it and moves it off the side. And I just slid down the table and I was like, nah, I can't do this. I fucking can't do this.
Why couldn't he just tell you to move your own dick?
I don't know, but he did it. And I was like,
That reminds me of that cop one time who tried to stop that guy from pissing himself by pinching his dick.
That was, That was terrifying. Maybe that's why I had PTSD from seeing that. And then once he grabbed me,
Dan, did you ever hear that story?
No.
We were partying one time in Penticton. It's not far from Kelowna here. And on the street, this guy is wasted and he's about to piss on the street. Like, he's about to pull his pants down.
We're in a circle having a conversation.
We're all in a semicircle talking shit, and this drunk guy stumbles like right into our semicircle. Like, literally, we're all standing.
Like, we all it's almost a like pee circle
he's,
here.
He's like presenting for us. And you know what I mean? Like, we're all sitting there. Well, he
thought you guys were a good old fashioned pee circle.
And we're like, what the fuck, man? Like, and he just whips his shit out and starts pissing.
Out of nowhere, a cop just. Gloves up, reaches around, and just like. Pinches it shut, just like, nope.
Pinches it, stops the stream.
And then puts it back in his pants. And then the guy just pisses himself.
As he's getting handcuffed. And then he gets handcuffed. Pisses in his own pants. And I'm literally like, you can't.
Andrew was screaming, you grabbed his dick.
I just did.
You grabbed his dick.
Like, oh, I was losing my mind. I'm like, you can't pinch the guy's dick.
Of all the things to do as a cop, I'll wait till you're finished. And then
And then
the rest. Well, the worst part too is after, like, I was like, you can't grab a stick. Like, what the fuck? And then he gave you a look like, I'll grab your dick.
That cop's, that cop's got to put that dude in the car in the back seat full of piss now. He's got to book him in. He's got to bring him to the cell. That's a whole issue for that guy.
Oh, they just drop him off into the fucking drunk tank.
Sure, I guess. But someone's
are covered in piss.
Someone's got to walk him in. Someone's got to fucking do it.
Yeah, I don't know why you couldn't just let him finish. That's sex assault,
bro. That's what I'm, 100%.
That was like, 10 years ago? So now? Yeah, he probably,
Oh, yeah. No, it was bad then, too. It was bad. That's always... You just can't walk up and grab genitals. It's always been frowned upon.
Either any of you guys ever spent the night in the drunk tank?
No.
Yes, not drunk though.
Really?
I wasn't actually drunk. You know who let me out? Vouched for me, got me out early.
Hartle. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
When did you go to the drunk only tank? Reason? Probably like I don't know.
Were you trying year to fight two a after bouncer?
It was Hartle.
Probably.
No, I was actually not even drunk. I was. I only had like one drink, and I ended up downtown, and then there was just a. So a bunch of guys were all running their mouth.
Drinks, is what you're saying.
I think I was picking up my brother, and everyone was running their mouth. I was making jokes. I was just, and the cops I'll throw you in the fucking junk tank. And I was like, oh yeah, like fuck ran my mouth. And he just fuck grabbed me. And I was like, oh fuck. I haven't even had drinks. I'm not even drunk.
Let me get drunk first.
So threw me in the cop car, drove me to the station, put me in the junk tank. And then I'm standing there and then I see Hartle. Hartle comes in. I'm like, Hartle, get me out of here. And he's like, and he's like, why are you here? I was like, I had one beer and I was lipping off a cop and he threw me a drunk tank and he's like, hang on. And like 25 minutes later, he came and got me out. Nice. And he's like, where are you parked? And I was like, well, down the road. And then I was a legend because my brother was like downtown, still wasted. And then all of a sudden I'm back and I'm like, all right, Ryan's here.
I beat the system.
It was like him and like little Nagini.
Nagini, yeah.
Oh, Nagini, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a story, but I can't mention the guy's name.
Make it up.
But you'll probably know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
Probably. I don't need to make it up for you guys. So Halloween, probably around the same time frame. Let's say actually a little over 10 years ago. A little bit, whatever. Night's done. We're standing outside Gotcha's. And me and my buddy Mike. Oh, that's his real name, but he's not the one.
What a name for a nightclub, by the way. Gotcha's.
Gotcha's. Yeah. Well, yeah. Gotcha. It's fitting for this scenario. Anyways, we are engaged in a debate with some other dudes about we're talking football and we're just like arguing back and forth. Now it's fucking it's Halloween. We came there with our one friend who is and I'm like, this guy takes Halloween very seriously and he's very choosy about who he wants to be. I think he's the same like three or four characters every year. He
rotates them.
And two of those characters are Wolverine and the Punisher. This year he was the Punisher. I'm talking black tactical vest, fucking black tactical pants, fucking skull painted on his face. Like, and this guy's fucking like,
oh yeah,
he's jacked too, right? Covered in tattoos, but like he's like a kid on
Halloween.
Loves it, goes hard. So he's a Punisher. And we're standing there arguing with these guys and they're like talking shit. And I'm like, you know how I'm animated, right? I'm using my hands. I'm talking like you guys are fucked, right? Yeah. Arguing. Punisher sees us, and obviously probably sees, like, guy, he's got really bad eyes too, so could probably saw something else.
Yeah, they're a little too close together.
Aggressive hand gestures going on, and comes flying out of nowhere, and we call this the machine gun punch, and proceeds to punch six people in the face in a matter of like 2 seconds, just like a ba 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 ba, and like muffins too, like just like
everyone's like these, like, right?
So all these guys are just getting punched in the face by the Punisher. Right. And like, they're all like, what the fuck, man? And within like 2 seconds, the cop comes up right behind him and just fucking handcuffs the Punisher, and just like the entire bar is watching the Punisher get put in the back of a fucking cop car. Oh, I was dying, dude. Like, oh, I feel so bad.
It's like the least Punisher.
The Punisher would have fucking turned it around on that cop. He would have been in the bed.
Oh,
my God.
That's so funny. It's just surreal. I've talked that guy out of handcuffs probably about 4 or 5 different times in my life. And that time, I was laughing so hard, I couldn't say anything. I was like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm so shocked at what happened.
You're like, yeah, that was 6 assaults. 100%. I got no words.
But the guys are just like, they're like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, yeah, oh, you got punished, boys. The way of the road.
Hey, does anyone know why the Punisher does what he does?
Punisher's not above the law.
Yeah. Did you guys kill his wife and family by any chance?
No. Yeah, it was great. It was good.
I'm going to take Halloween more. I got to really figure out a good costume this year.
Well, you get to do something with your kid now.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys should be Batman and Robin. You could be Robin.
That'd be fucking funny. I could be like Peter B. Sparker, B. Parker, with big fat gut hanging out, my spider shirt.
Yeah. And he could be, even Roman could sweatpants. Be Mayday.
Just have the sweatpants and the spider costume, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's an easy one.
But it's fun. I was like talking to Niall. I'm like, man, like, what do you want to be for Halloween? Like, you want me? How about we get you a little firefighter costume like that? He's like, no, fucking lame. Yeah. I was like, to be
he's
fair,
like, Dad, firefighter's a fucking queez.
Yeah, I'm like, I probably would have felt the same way. I got him. He's got he's Captain America, but venomized. He's got the symbiote on him. That's Captain America's pretty cool. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah.
Halloween's gonna be a fucking.
Let's check. What do we got,
dude? Does it matter anymore when it's on? It's not like we're going fucking night crawl. It's Thursday night. It's on
Thursday.
Yeah, it's not Thursday. It's not like we're going out.
You're
gonna
walk around town with your kids and get little candies, and it's actually a blast.
I try and play a bar show on Halloween. It's hilarious. But we're not.
Do you dress up as?
Oh well, last year I just went as Batman because it's the easiest costume I could find.
What's the guitarist from Killswitch? What's his name again? He was dressed up like Batman at his show. It was hilarious.
Oh, I fuck.
It's going to bug me.
Killswitch, I always thought that'd be a funny guitarist. Like, Adam or Pete?
Yeah, Adam. I'm pretty sure it's Adam.
Adam Dulkiewicz.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bunch of costumes. Yeah, it's definitely him.
I always thought that'd be kind of a funny persona to take on for a D&D character. It's just Batman. Oh, like, Batman. So you're obviously like not like Batman, but like that idea is like, so you're a masked person who's just like the entire episode trying to keep your identity, the entire like plot, you're trying to keep your identity. And it's like, turns out I am the king. I was the rich king all along.
Are you going to, if we do this D&D thing, are you going to make a new character? Are you going to go the same
way? I've already been thinking.
I got my character. I'm good.
Are we going to do soft pitches?
You want to do soft pitch?
Yeah. Let's do soft pitches. I can't
remember. What's the smallest creature again? Is it like a tiefling?
Tiefling.
Yeah. My guys, I'm going to be a tiefling.
Tieflings aren't small.
Okay, well, what's the smallest one again?
Halflings?
Halflings.
Well, not halflings. I think gnomes are smaller.
What was the tiefling? We made Byron a tiefling one time.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a gnome.
Tieflings like a demon. They're normal, maybe a little bit taller than humans.
Yeah, I want to be a gnome brawler.
Gnome
like monk brawler. With no weapons, just fists.
Just fists.
Yeah,
yeah. And I want like make it gonna be extremely aggressive and vulgar, but have the like littlest voice too. Like his name's gonna be Tandy.
dandy.
Yeah.
Gonna talk like this or something. Just really high and stupid.
You know, like cartoon character.
Like it would be pretty good. I would have to, I've been like toying around with the idea of like being like a super elderly guy, like kind of like Gandalf style, who says these wise quotes and everyone's like, but I'm actually an assassin, like a high level assassin. So the whole time I talk like this and, you know, back in that day, I don't, it's niggas step. Right. And then I just knife people because I'll never be high level.
I'm here fjord out of your mouth, though.
Yeah, fjord kills me.
An assassin who announces I step.
You step.
You know, I get it. You lull them in with your like elderliness, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a senile old man. I don't know where. What? You step. Step. Sand in the ass.
Or I've been like, because if we want to do timely stuff, I mean, I always thought it'd be funny too to do like a fucking character based on Trump, like a D&D Jeff.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You'd be like, but I can't do an impression. Yeah.
The Duke?
Yeah.
If you have enough time, you could do it.
I'd have to practice it.
You should be a drunkard and do your Rick voice.
Oh, yeah.
Like Rick and Morty voice?
Yeah.
But I like the
kind of Maester Pycelle assassin type fucking angle though.
Like that would be,
yeah,
right. And then I'd be like, twirl the dagger.
Now, Zalarius will live forever.
I can't see there.
Well, you only got two voices. You got Zalarius or a spicy meatball.
That's what I mean. Yeah, so Zalarius will live forever.
No, why don't we get you some like you could be species, some like southern fucking.
Yeah, Zell, let's work on some accents right now. Let's give us a southern southern wizard. Like, let's hear your southern drawl, like, because Zell's drawl. He's not known for his accents.
Something I've ever really even tried to really be good at, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want to see it. Let's hear. Let's work on something.
So I'm good at copying. Someone do a southern one and I'll copy it.
Okay. But what I want you to say is, I want you to say like a wizard is never late or early or late. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Okay.
And then I want you to do that in like Matthew McConaughey, like Tennessee.
A wizard is never late.
That's great.
He arrives precisely. When he means to.
Zalarius
with a southern drawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, now you're Zalarius, but you're from Sweden.
A wizard is never late. he arrives. Now that went
to German.
It started going German.
I blacked out. That was good. I lost my eyesight. That was good. It was only startling because it was so
good. That's got to be your voice. That has to be your new character.
Well, the voice can never stay in character when I try and do accents because it will.
All right.
It will you know what? Maybe that's the character is a continuous changing accent.
You're a shapeshifter. All right, you're now Zalarius. You're from Australia, and you're ordering a cup of coffee, and you like it black.
Blick.
Good day, mate. Please pour me one cup of coffee. Black.
I don't understand how they make like. Listen, try and say no in an Australian accent.
Nar.
Like that's
nah.
Like, I don't understand it.
I only know that from the Wiggles. Ar, nar.
Nah.
That's nar. Fucking weird.
Good day.
What if, like, with our characters, what if instead of, like, so we always kind of do, like, a theme as far as, like, you know, fantasy.
Yeah.
Right? But what if we did, like, everybody's going to do a Southern lawyer accent in that world?
So all right, hold on. Zell, you're Zalarius, except you're Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. I don't even know how to do a Christopher Walken.
I thought you were just doing that.
I had to pause for a second. I was like, oh, has this guy been sleeping on a Christopher?
I'd like to cast Fireball.
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 Yeah.
If I could.
Fireball.
Fireball if I could, Fireball. Dungeon Master. Okay.
You're nailing this. Yeah, I mean, the world's your oyster on which ethnicity you want to be.
Accent on fire or ball?
Fire.
Foo Fighters.
Ball.
Fireball.
Fireball.
Fireball. Okay, Fireball. You're Zalarius, but you're Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I'm casting. I'm casting fireball. I don't know anything about Nicolas Cage. Just gets really mad, doesn't he?
Testicle.
Not the bees. Not the bees.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal voice work.
Thank you.
I think you got lots of choices.
Yeah, you got lots of choices. I'm actually out of the accents that I think I'm like. The Sweden one was so good. And the Christopher Walken was so low-key good when he was like, Christopher Walken? That's good. So we're getting a wizard again, basically.
You're going to get a wizard. Depends how many drinks he has. What he sounds like.
Well, maybe
I should do this one on hard mode. And I should make you have to use all the reagents and all the vocal and all the stuff for your spells.
Get my chip of mica.
Yeah. you have to carry all your stuff to cast your spells. And you have to remember what they are.
Most of the episode is just me looking.
Yeah. I can't wait to be a character without any spells.
Yeah, spells weren't your strong suit.
Part of me feels like I should be a cleric now because I'm like, ooh.
Punch.
Yeah.
We have like feats though.
Roll for punch.
No, that's not. Roll for fucking punch. Roll for kick.
Okay.
You'd be doing like 1d2 damage.
Yeah, great. That's the best part.
Oh, yeah, you would do like no damage. You will take a penalty for being small.
Yeah, that's fine. No, small but mighty.
We'll give him 18 strength.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Except he's gonna roll. He's gonna go on a roll 20 streak. Because he's barely ever rolled any nat 20s, and then he's
I should be rolling all 20s going forward.
Yeah, killing guys. He's like, that's like this will never work.
Blackjack, baby. Nat 20. That's it.
Yeah. Blackjacks all across the board.
That's it. That's what I'm going to name my character is Blackjack.
Yeah.
Candy Blackjack.
I should make new, you know what I should do? I'm going to make a new version of our D&D shirt that just says natural Blackjack.
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's just got
21 Blackjack. Just put 21 Jack.
Well, no, yeah.
I didn't, when it wasn't 21.
I know, but that was 20. You have a D20, you have a D20, and then it can't roll it to a 21. But you just be like 21 Blackjack with a D in the middle. It's just funny. Oh,
yeah, that's with the 20 die. Yeah, kid.
21 Blackjack. Like, wait.
I want my own custom dice with Nat 21 on it. There's no 20, it's 21.
Extra side.
Yeah.
Dodecahedron. Possible.
Yeah, I gotta work because maybe I'll figure out a different character. Maybe I won't go assassin. Because if you're gonna go a fighter and Zell's gonna go wizard, maybe I'll be a more of a support class. But then I gotta think of a character that would be like a. I think if I was gonna go a cleric, like a healer, then I would do like a snake oil salesman.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like that's
Uncle,
the kind of
fuck, dude. Uncle Baby Billy, can you do an Uncle Baby Billy?
That'd be great. No, but I could probably practice.
Now, yeah. You gotta be the overly supportive like cleric who's like super into it, and it's like when you give him like the touch of luck or whatever, you like smack him on the butt, be like get in there, get him, Tiger.
Go youth pastor.
Yeah.
Come in close here, child. Ooh.
Super.
It might have fit. This is what Jesus wants. It's a camp counselor. No, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll be a supportive Uncle Baby Billy. Would be a funny one to base it off of. The Uncle Baby Billy has no money. That's all I remember from that show.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm so glad he's getting his flowers now. That guy. What's his name? Walt Goggins? Yeah. Because I've seen him forever. He's great.
He's in Fallout.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and he was great in Justified. Like, way back.
I've always thought
he was good.
He's great in everything.
Fallout was great, actually.
Yeah.
I just finished it not that long ago.
But I'm so glad, like, he's finally getting...
he was in The Hateful Eight or whatever.
He was in Hateful Eight. Yeah. He was in Django. He was in... What the fuck else was he in?
He's in Predators, stuff, The Shield, Sons of Anarchy.
He was in Predators,
wasn't he? I mean...
I forgot about that.
Shanghai Noon. I mean, the hits keep coming.
Damage, but with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that'd be a great character, too. T- to go as like Stone just like you, yeah, a full on like wrestler.
Oh, go as a wrestler,
right? Like no, that's just your character.
Yeah, no, you should be a strength cleric, and then like you're a wrestler.
Yeah,
like, you just be like
you want to get healed, cast spells. You want to get healed? Give me a hell yeah! Crushing holy waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't see. Yeah.
What?
Austin 316 like, yeah, just said I healed like, your
you
ass.
You pull like bodybuilder poses when you cast spells. You're just
yeah. That'd be great. That'd be funny. Yeah.
That would be good. So that's great. A good character.
You have to just go. You have
this
to
is why we
gotta
have workshop poses. Characters.
Yeah.
Mm. So that'd be fun. It's always fun to come up with characters. Then actually playing them is a whole different story.
Well, that's the problem.
You come up with these great characters, and then you're like, and then it's like they just get stomped or like they're horribly tuned or they're just like really bad.
Well,
and you're like, honestly, I thought this would be funny, and then it's funny for like three games. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's just like, can I keep this up for like, can I keep that up for whatever?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. They evolve over time. It's always the characters that like evolve over time, which are fun. Which it's just like,
yeah.
They start out one
fucking
way, and then
heel
like,
turn.
And then they not that, but it's like you know, people will start out with the character this way, and then it kind of evolves into something else. And you're like, oh, this like this one turned out okay. It's always a bit of my, it's fun. Just watch characters change because like they'll start out totally this way, and then in like you know, four or five games are like completely different, and like they're just fits more into the story or how they interact with other characters. It's just.
I think I want to be a little bit on edge though this turn. So it's like it's not so out of character for my character to be like, all right, it's time for murder. Like when I'm not gonna just murder random people. Yeah. I'm not just gonna be one of those people.
Why would you reword it? It's a fucking made up character. Do whatever the hell you want.
No.
Well, but it's like
but there's a thing. What's it called when people just murder people?
Yeah, no.
It's not
the murder hobos.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna be a murder hobo. But you know, like when the
there are like consequences to your actions. Yeah. Like,
and sometimes, like,
if you don't want consequences to your actions, then you can run your own game. Cause I'd be like, like the town guard's gonna come and pick you up and toss you into your tiny little dog sized
cage. After we kill bad guys, we would wear their fucking extremities. And,
but those were like, they were like lizard people.
Lizards, yeah.
Well, you don't have love for lizard people then? What's wrong with lizard people are people.
Wrong with the lizards?
Yeah, no. Oh, no, they're a frog. They're bullywugs.
Yeah, bullywugs.
Boogie wugs.
Bullywugs are old.
Boogie wugs.
Yeah. Different story. You can wear frog skins or whatever. It's fine. There's no town guard there
either. Yeah, we'll workshop some more stuff. I got some other ideas, but I think maybe I'd have to go support. Because now that I've played Baldur's Gate and stuff more, I'm like more well versed on the classes because like of that game. So I'm kind of like, you know what? I could play a cleric pretty good because me and Shadowfart
sleep on clerics they're just the healers, but they got like
Shard's
they're
great.
A really versatile class depending on what kind of deity that you play, like they're really like you can tune them to like however you want to do it and they can become real good real fast.
She is that
especially if you're fighting vampires
spear weapon and then fucking spirit
turn
guardian
undead, like
spirit just, guardian like, that's fuck, crazy. Fucks people up, man. Just casts a big old fucking dude, just drops in the center and just is like, anyone who moves is like dead, 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 dead. It's great. So maybe I'll play that. Maybe I'll play a girl.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
I mean, okay, I got some new ideas. We're making this timely, right? Yeah. I got some ideas.
Big, big, muscly, but muscly lady cleric.
Yeah. Big, muscly lady. You know those ladies that do steroids and then they get that hair?
That's a good voice.
That raspy voice. Hey, boys. What are
That'd be good.
You gotta be huge though, because then I'll just stand on your shoulder,
yeah,
like a parrot.
Oh, we could throw you and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be like, Puck.
Chuck him.
Yeah.
That was my, honestly, that was my favorite failed thing early on in our D&D campaign, where we tried to throw Andrew and we rolled like a one, and he like sailed through the windows of the carriage out the other side. And like, like, ah, fuck. Anyways, well, let's wrap this one up. It's fucking fun bullshit.
It's fun.
No, you know, we got more. We got some cool UFO stuff coming next week, and it's Labor Day. Fucking Labor Day.
Power hour.
Labor Day. Power hour after a long weekend.
Hell yeah.
New tradition.
And that's what we do. We don't do anything special at the end of these things.
That's it.
So just keep those eyes on the sky. See you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.